Joining us now from Vegas, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, at bradpowers7, the digit 7, on Twitter. Good morning, Brad.
Morning. How are you doing on this fine Wednesday morning?
I'm doing well. Is this sort of the dog? I know in sports talk radio, these are sort of the dog days. Are these the dog days for you? I know you're so diligent in all of your preparation, and I know since you're about a type A times 10 that you stay busy. Do you ever exhale?
Yeah, I mean, obviously these next 2 months are the slowest for the books, slowest for most handicappers. There's no question about it. I mean, I try to stay busy, and now that I'm in the, because I co-host the national show each week on Fox, as far as radio, I'm starting to feel the pain of the dog days of summer after the NBA Finals are over with. So, yeah, I mean, still prep when it comes to college football because there's 130 teams. But there's no question about it. The next 2 months are the most relaxing of the entire calendar year.
Not you, but I know people that like to play and play significantly and everything. And this time of the year, they tell me they get the itch. You ever get the itch to play?
You're talking to get
the action. They need the
like,
yeah. They just need the action.
No, I never do. I mean, I don't do that. Because, I mean, most of the table games obviously are negative EV. I don't feel like, throwing my money away. I guess, one thing I could get involved, that you can win at is poker. But, I mean, it's gotten so tough compared to what it was 15 years ago. That's just not worth my time. I just don't get the itch. The only itch I get is whenever I see new college football stuff getting posted, I gotta, think about time expected value because a lot of the stuff, you can't cash tickets for several months. That's the only thing I get an itch at whenever there's new college football stuff getting released by the books.
On future stuff, how much do you think on average at one time you have out there? Because, most of the time, the game's Saturday, the game's Sunday, Monday, whenever, NFL or pro, and you play that week and you either get – however you want to do it there, you pay up front, or legally you pay up front online, or with the bookie you settle Tuesday or whenever after Monday night football. But it just seems like there's so many things that you can do right now. But doesn't that tie up a lot of your cash flow?
Yeah, it does. Last year, for example, I think I had about $20,000 tied up in the off season. I know it doesn't sound, might sound a lot to some, it might not sound like that much to others, but I mean that's quite a bit of bets when most limits are nickels and dimes, being $500 and $1,000. So, yeah, I had about 20. I think it was like 21 or 22 tied up. So. Don't have that much this year just because there hasn't been that much offered, at least in Vegas, as far as college football. We'll see. I'm probably halfway to that total right now. We'll see how high it goes. But, yeah, that's always the issue is, that money's getting tied up for a long time. You better have some really good picks if the sports books are going to be holding your money for several months. And usually – rule of thumb for me, it's totally different compared to, regular season. If I think, a line is off, heck, if it's off a half point or a point around a key number, I'm bounced, I'm hopping on it on a Sunday for the upcoming week, betting, college football on Sunday for the games that are kicking off on a Saturday. Now, I'm not afraid there, but when it comes to this time of year, these college football bets that I have right now, I think they're off a touchdown. So totally different the styles of, as far as putting your bet. These are really, really good bets that I don't expect to see during the regular season.
Brad Powers with us at Brad Powers 7, bradpowersports.com, the website, that Bill King link at the top of the right page. Of course, Brad with Bill King every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. I heard you. I listen to y'all every time you're on, and you got Friday talking about power ratings and where they are and how they're used and everything. My number one question on a power rating: where do you start? Because don't you have? Because there has to, in my mind, there needs to be a baseline somewhere somehow. And how do you start a baseline on something that hasn't happened, or aren't you using a little bit of history to start on that baseline with teams like Alabama, Clemson, blah, 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 that you project? How much of it is human and how much of it is computer afterwards?
Well, it's probably easier for me. I start with last year's end-of-season power rating, and then I just go from there. Who's back? Who isn't? Who are they bringing in recruiting-wise? So I always start with my last year end-of-season power rating. I mean, if you're starting brand new, there's a lot of good free sources out there as far as, you know, power ratings. You know, the Phil Steele's magazine has a couple of different sets of power ratings. Bill Connolly, who's very analytics driven, he has his power ratings up there. So you can use, you know, in my opinion, a couple different sources to come up with it. If you want to do it by hand, my goodness, you know, probably I would rate each position, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, etc., and, you know, scale 1 to 10 each position group. So, you know, your Alabama wide receiver core is a 9 or a 10. Your UTEP quarterback spot without their starting quarterbacks like a 2. You can do it by hand in that regard, but there's no question about it. There has to be some history in it. I mean, more often than not, college football teams aren't going from, you know, you're not going from New Mexico State to Alabama overnight. So, you know, having a baseline from what they've been, you know, historically speaking, recently, the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, is certainly is something where you got to take into consideration. Then you adjust from there. I mean, obviously each season is different. You know, some teams can be, you know, down and relatively inexperienced. But, I mean, this time of year, it's about returning production, who's back. And you just go from there. And with me, since I've had my power ratings for several years now, I always start with what the team was at the end of last season.
Well, and so that's your start. I saw where last week you put out your early 2019 power ratings for all 130 FBS teams. Alabama, no surprise, I guess. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, LSU, Oklahoma, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida, Auburn, Notre Dame. Sounds like a lot of the regulars.
Yeah, the usual suspects. Yeah, not too many surprises in there. And they're still in flux. I mean, yeah. Right now my project is I'm going through every single team position by position. Those were more of a, you know, starting base point for me as far as a power rating. Now I'm going through each team, really diving in, you know, taking half hour or more on each team and diving in position by position. So, you know, those power ratings might change a point or so for some teams, and most won't change at all. But, yeah, a lot of usual suspects. I guess, you know, Michigan State's a team that you don't see in that tweet there, but I got them number 12. I think that's one of my bigger surprises. As far as I have them higher than the rest of the market. Florida State's a team that I'm pretty high on. Texas I'm lower on than most of the market. A lot of people consider them Texas to be easily a top 10 team. I got Texas number 19 in the country. So certainly some teams that I think are undervalued, and there's some teams that I think are overvalued.
Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com there. And well, I mean, let's go ahead and instead of waiting to the end, tell the people how to get your stuff and how to do business with you now, and we'll do it again at the end, because as we just mentioned, that your early power ratings are out for all 130 teams.
Yeah, and you can get these for free. So all you got to do is go to bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page, you click on the Bill King tab. And, you know, you don't have to buy anything right now. All you got to do is download that June issue. You'll have all my early numbers as far as power ratings. You got some early week one best bets if you're feeling the itch and you want to get some money down. I offer that up. We got returning starters. And what we have right now in the marketplace is called a game of the year. So those are your big games, your Alabama, Auburn. Heck yeah, I mean, locally for you guys, you can bet Tennessee Vanderbilt right now, that football game. So I have all my early projections and lines on those. You can download it for free, and if you like what you see, you can sign up for the rest of the season now. At the Bill King tab, you're going to get offered the lowest price, $69. You're covered weekly during the season, monthly during the offseason. It'll cover you all sorts of college football and the NFL. Every single game gets a write-up during the regular season. $69, bradpowersports.com.
And the Tennessee Vandy line, what was that?
You know, let me ask you, what do you think's a fair line?
Okay, it's in, where is it? It's in Nashville?
It's in Knoxville.
In Knoxville, like I said, in Knoxville. Wow, right now I would go Tennessee minus 6.
Yep, you're close. See, Greg, there's a future for you. It's offered right now 4.5.
Okay.
Here in town. Tennessee, a 4.5-point favorite. I think it's short. I like Tennessee at that number. Obviously, revenge for last year. If they can't beat Vandy, and nothing against Vandy, if Jeremy Pruitt can't take care of business against Vandy this year, that's going to be some troubling signs there. Now, no disrespect to Derek Mason and company, but a 4.5-point spread when it's in Knoxville, basically saying Tennessee might be slightly better because you usually get 3-4 points of home field advantage when it comes to college football. If that's the case at the end of year two, that's not a good sign for Jeremy Pruitt and company.
Well, here's what I figured. I thought on a neutral field, Tennessee would be about a field goal favorite. And so I added 3 for home.
Yeah, like I said, I'm impressed, Greg. I mean, that's pretty sharp.
So, you know what? I got
obviously with it getting legalized there in the state, you can, you know, take advantage of your knowledge.
Yeah, I've got other things that are more profitable, trust me, than people come. But let me tell you what, though. I had an idea. You know me. I've got ideas, these get-rich schemes. Everybody's got them, right? Oh, man, let's do this. You know how you get in the mail these invitations to come to a steakhouse for a free steak dinner, you know, but they're teaching you about, you know, they want to sell you annuities or, you know, take care of your retirement money, whatever, you know, and they invite you to really nice restaurants to go there, and then they make their pitch. Here's what I want to do. I want to go and have those same kind of invitations, but bring people in and pay them to come in and teach people how to bet.
I love it. Great idea.
You know, and then get a little bit of their action, you know, for the or just a straight seminar. We don't need any of your action. Just a straight seminar cost on and that way people will, because they're going to be people doing it who have, because it's legal and because they have a phone and because they can download that app come July 1st, who have no idea in hell what they're doing.
You're exactly right, and that's scary because, the problem is there's so many idiots out there that promote 70, 80, 90% winners, and that's just not the case. It's extremely hard to win. Even if you're a perennial winner, like I consider myself to be, doesn't mean that you can't have a losing season. Either nothing's guaranteed, and even guys with, you know, several years of experience can, you know, get humbled from time to time. Yeah, that is my worry that people are. What I guess, you know what? I mean, it's no different than anything in life. I mean, sometimes you're going to have to learn some, you know, hard lessons but before you really grasp it. So I would just say to those people out there that are looking to dabble a little bit, you know, never overextend yourself. Yeah, never bet what you can't afford to lose, because the chances are that at some point, if it doesn't happen, you know, this year or next year, at some point you're going to lose quite a bit. So never bet more than you can afford to lose, because I think it happens to almost all of us. There's the seasons or the years where we take it on the chin, and don't make it where you can't afford the mortgage payment.
Well, do casinos have little instructionals for just the learning the basics at the casinos? I mean,
no. I mean, they want your money. I mean,
yeah, they don't want to teach. Yeah, they want you to be as dumb.
They
yeah,
just come in and bet whatever. They
yeah,
don't care if
they're not want to educate you.
Yeah, if you can't put food on the table, but as long as you can, you know, bet that $20 5-team parlay, they'll be more than happy to take your money.
Well, the parlays, I know how you stand on those. You might as well just, you know, mail the money right away. So anyway, Brad, enjoy it as always. Once again, tell the people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Download the June issue of the Powers Picks newsletter for free. If you like what you see, sign up for the season. $69 is your cost. You get a game write-up of every single college football game, every single NFL game, top picks of the week. I know people want picks. I'll just give you the record. I mean, we're talking now 650 plus game sample size here, 57%. If that doesn't sound too good, well, I don't know if I can help you out, because that's number one in the country and by a significant margin. I think we're 30 plus games over number two when it comes to all the newsletters out there. So check it out for free. You can download the past issues for free. If you like what you see, $69. Make sure you're going to bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
Thank you, Brad.